Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, Earthlings, and those of you tuning in from other locations off-planet, and possibly from within the planet as well. We're here once again at Dog Poet Transmitting. The saucer pod is back and good for the next few light years. We hope for all of our years to be filled with light. Living in this world isn't getting any easier for most of us, but we don't have to be here forever, and we also don't have to come back, depending on what connections we make while we are here. In just one example, the Amitabha Buddha promises that if his name is on your lips and on your mind when you pass, you will go directly to his Western Pure Land. And here's the really beautiful part. You can take all of your future incarnations there. That sounds pretty fantastic to me. I think there's something similar with Jesus Christ, but I'm not all that sure what it is, because I only have Christianity as a resource, and that's not always, and not even most of the time, useful when it comes to understanding Jesus Christ. I think that things in that area have been more or less screwed up since sometime in the 4th century. I'm pretty sure you can directly access the source, but it does take some amount of focus and effort. Yeah, depending on what friends you make elsewhere, that can have a whole lot to do with how things go with you once you've left this place. Most of the time, whatever friends you make here are only relevant to what goes on here. And a lot of the time, what goes on here isn't relevant to anything useful, unless you learn some useful, but often unpleasant, lesson from it. It is really all about priorities. Some things are more important than other things, and always will be. The friends you make inside of you will always be more important than the friends you make outside of you. And the quality of the relationships you have with those outside of you is dramatically affected by the friends you have made within. All of us have friends we don't know about. Friends who are guiding us from within are able to help us far beyond what limited assistance we might be getting at the moment. The more we reach inside, the more we meditate and aspire to a contact with the entities of light, the more light will flood our being, and that will be attended by a marked increase in awareness. We move through this life and we constantly have to adjust and adapt. Life today is markedly different than it was in the 60s. It is much different than it was in the 90s. Both of these phases of time were far different than a century ago, and the prevailing contemporary wisdom of each phase was also different in every case. However, higher wisdom is timeless. It does not change. Higher wisdom is available to you, and so is the state of being that comes about with the possession of it. Seek to the greater intensity of anything because it is fun.
And anything else is defined in its true value or lack of value by it. You come to see things as they are because your values are in order. Your thoughts and words and deeds are motivated, controlled by your vision and values. And these are both set according to the degree of ageless wisdom that you possess. Personally, I use the Builders of the Adytum course of teaching on tarot as the method by which I came to identify the archetypes and how I work to program my subconsciousness.
It is a legitimate and effective system, and any latent talents and abilities that you have are made operational and effective by this system if it harmonizes with your intrinsic nature. You can achieve the same ends through a number of other systems. In every culture, there are bona fide paths of discovery that will take you unerringly toward the goal if you are capable of seeing where you err and adjusting yourself accordingly. Within every one of these systems, there are teachers and guides along every step of the way. There are wardens and guardians at every landing on the spiral staircase of evolving awareness. The stairway goes ever on and on below you and above you, and there are people always above and below you. There are people far below you and far above you, and that is why we regularly stay here that one should take care not to piss over the railing. You were once at the point where those below you presently are, and you will one day be where those above you presently are. It is possible to advance at a truly surprising clip. It is also possible to fall for a horrifying distance from a great height, and this has happened for the purpose of demonstration some numbers of times. The examples of this may not be widely known by the general population, but they are known to aspirants at a certain level along the way. There are warning signs not to get arrogant and haughty, not to trust overly in your own knowledge, and not to become reckless and impatient. This will not ensure that rapid progress just mentioned. You want to move fast? Increase your love of the divine and maximize your surrender and reliance upon the divine. There is no faster or more certain way to increase your devotion than to increase your devotion. Look around you at the world. Feel the heat of collective desire in the press of the people moving about you. Look at the pursuits that so many of your fellows get up to, the constant thumb-humping of cell phones, the pervasive sucking draw of cheap entertainments, and bad foods which people are eating while racing down the sidewalk towards some further location of seemingly great importance. Look at the physical condition of them, which is the direct result of the majority of their focus. You become what you emulate. You grow into whatever takes the lion's share of your attention. If that is pornography, then eventually you become pornographic. If that is conflict, then war is the state of your existence. If your main focus is on consuming, you may be sure that you are being consumed at the same time. If you are moving into the darkness, you will be moving blind into ever greater blindness. And depending on the force being exerted by your attractions, which sets the speed of your forward motion, it also accounts for the degree of danger you are vulnerable to. What is important to you? What are you spending your time on? Where will your efforts lead and leave you? Every desirable asset in this world, comes with a functioning liability that can make your possession of it a thing of suffering and woe. I know I talk about some version of all these things most of the time. The fact is that these are the things I consider most critically important to life. Where your values and priorities are at determines the state of your life for good or ill, and even if you're being put through the wringer for doing the right thing, it will also turn out right. And even if you're coasting through existence, going the wrong way, you may be certain that it will end up wrong. Just because you get away with certain kinds of behavior today, or have gotten away with it for some while, just because you may have convinced yourself that this indicates that it's all perfectly okay, what you have done, what you are doing, and what you intend to do, does not mean that particular fairy tale is going to turn into lasting and enduring success. Only one thing turns into lasting and enduring success, and that is love for and devotion to the divine. Master, what is the greatest of the commandments? And the master responded, the greatest of the commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul. And this is the second commandment I give you, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I might have the wording on this something other than exactly as it was said, but the meaning is there. The meaning is the same, however it may be said. Well, relatively speaking. Here we have the words of one of the greatest masters to have ever set foot on this plane, stating in no uncertain terms what he considers to be of the highest importance. The very living Son of God said this. Am I to take any other consideration more seriously than this? No. Firmly and unequivocally, no. I look around me at the world, and I am hard-pressed to find anyone 100% committed to this. I know there are such people around, but I know they are also in an extreme minority. Does this mean that it is therefore impossible for you, simply because it is so rare? This is not the case at all. Certainly, it is not for dilettantes and weekend warriors. It is not for the insincere or anyone who is not determined to take command of their appetites and to crucify the flesh on behalf of the spirit. Irrespective of this, anyone can do it. Of course, the allurements and attractions of this world are intense, and the magnetic power and pull is great. But their effect on you is only commensurate upon your belief in the real value of any of it. When you can see clearly that the value in any of it comes nowhere near approximating the value of the things of the spirit, their power over you is severely diminished. Add to this that all of the things of the world, as well as the things of the spirit, are at the disposal of the ineffable, who can confer to the full measure, or rather confer the full measure of either or both upon you at any time. That these things do not measure up in value with the more imperishable things, simply because they are perishable, does not mean you can't have any of them. What is most important is who you get any of them from. If the Lord has conferred material blessings upon you, then the ineffable can also bestow the control and proper enjoyment of these things upon you as well. The simple truth is that if you get anything any other way, chances are you won't even know how to enjoy it anyway. And if you get it from the one from whom all blessings flow, then you don't have to worry about following the directions on the package, because the director himself will be on the set, inside you, looking through your eyes, hearing through your ears, thinking through your mind, feeling through your heart. Right. As the saying goes, like it had eyes. I don't know very much, and by comparison with the one who does, I know less than nothing at all. However, I have a relationship with the one who knows, and if I am content to know nothing but the one who knows, then the one who knows can know whatever needs to be known within my mind at whatever time it needs to be known, for as long as it is necessary. There is one truly important objective that we must set our hearts and minds upon, and that is the hosting of the inevitable within us. And that is only accomplished when we have subdued the rogue spirit of our oppositional self, the part of ourself that fights against the presence of the one within. And for what reason? Always self-interest. On occasion, fear. And certainly, some portion of ignorance would be in the mix. Ah, my friends, the greatest of achievements is there. It is there to be grasped. Understand, that is why the distractions are so intense, why so few actually achieve. But knowing that it is there, knowing that you can have this, should be all you need to make your determination relentless and unshakable, to make your faith unshakable, and to make your certitude certain. The world is filled with experts on everything you can imagine that anyone might be an expert at. Will their expertise save their life? I mean, in the cosmic sense. Will it ferry them across the ocean of birth and death? Will it confer upon them liberation? Will it keep them safe from the unknown that cannot be known and predicted by very, very few and probably by no one known to any of us? Well, that may not be true, but I suspect we still don't know who it is, even if we have some kind of relationship with who it is. My friends, I think I've said pretty much all I can say about what I find to be important today. Time has slipped by this evening, as it always does, and brought us to where it always brings us, which is to the end of yet another broadcast, so it is time for me to say that I will see you next week if there is one. Between then and when we meet again, may you grow in the knowledge and wonder of the Almighty, and more important than that knowledge, may you grow in the awareness of and come ever more completely under the protection of the ineffable in whatever manner you take it to be. That said, Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, greetings my dear friend Ganesha, much love Lady Nature, hail Lord Jesus Christ, La ilaha il alahu, carry on Baha'u'lla, Aloha, and Hare!
Slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.